Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. My name is Jessica. I'm excited to be doing my first Block Talk, and let's see how this goes. If at any time you want to call in, call the number. It's area code 347-838-8776. All right. So let's begin this. First, start with our sponsors. This segment will be sponsored by Divine 9 Dating. You probably know what type of people you're looking for, but finding the right person feels like finding a needle in a haystack. Try online dating with members of the Greek organization. If you are a member of the Divine 9 already, you're looking to spice up your single life, try divine9dating.com. Go to Divine9Dating.com and check out the right person for you. That is Divine9Dating.com. Stop looking for the one and just enjoy it and have some fun. Segment will also be sponsored by AME, Assessment Made Easy Every Day. If you are an organization who needs an efficient way to evaluate your programs and student learning outcomes, AME is the solution for you. Plan your assessment and collect data all in one environment. Email mssra@yahoo.com. Once again, that's mssra@yahoo.com. And ask for your demo account today and try it for free. All right. So today we're going to be talking about looking glass self, which is one of the principles of identity management and its effects on leaders and their relationships. But before we dive into it a little bit more, we must understand a few other topics that are going to come up. So one of them is the principles of identity management, which are our identities give us a tiered arrangement of who we are. Our identities are formed through the interactions we have with those around us and the feedback that they give us. Our identities also help us understand and decipherate our learnings into our behaviors and change the expectations that we have of ourselves. And lastly, our identities affect social relationships we have, what relationships we decide to pursue, what relationships we decide to end. Another term that I will mention a lot during this blog is social identity theory, which, according to the textbook Close Encounter Communications and Relationships, is people's ideas of themselves are linked to their association to social group. These social groups can range from being wide-ranging as people who like pink to very specific to people who like a certain shade of pink, like magenta or extra light pink or millennial pink. So it can get very specific to very wide-ranging. We must realize that our identities are affecting how we see us and how we manage our relationships and how others see us and how we manage those relationships. Let's hear from some listeners. Once again, you guys can call me. I mentioned the number earlier. It's area code 347-838-8776. Once again, that's 347-838-8776. Do you feel that based on what the definitions are, maybe the looking glass self has an effect in the workplace? While we wait for some callers, let's look back at the origins and start with the concept of the looking glass self. So the concept itself was initially started back in 1992 by Charles Horton Cooley. It is a metaphor in which identity is shaped by the feedback we receive from those around us, which we talked about. We start by thinking of what others think of our appearance, and how they judge our appearance, and add that image to what we want them to see. Now let's go back to the looking glass self, which is how the feedback we receive from those around us shapes our identities. In other words, the people around us internalize our own self-concept. The place where the looking glass is pretty evident is in the workplace. Cecile Emery and Kim Danielowski, as well as Anne Hampe, conducted a study to see how self-view affected leadership styles and how this was interpreted by everyone around, by everyone who surrounds these leaders. So Social identity theory says that our identities are based on the type of groups that we belong to because of the feedback we receive during these social interactions of these groups. So their research found that the looking glass self played a role in leadership emergence. What is leadership emergence, you ask? Well, Emery and her team developed the term leadership emergence, which they say is a process in which a cluster of people come to view a particular individual as leaders within their group. So one of the examples they use is that in a group setting, someone is designated to be the leader. So they start seeing themselves as a leader, therefore everyone else are seeing them as a leader just because of that appointment. Those that are consistently get put in leadership roles to the point that they even get awards for their success in leadership start to internalize that role of being a leader. During the research, Emery and her team formulated the following hypothesis. The more leadership nominations an individual receives, the stronger the individual self-view as a leader becomes over time. This got me thinking. Can this internalization of leadership emergence start at an early age? From personal experience, I looked first, actually, before I talk about personal experience, I looked into this a little bit more and see there was some studies and research done around this hypothesis. There's very little academic background to it, but, you know, I thought back, you know, personal observations. I worked with kids and high school students for a while, and, you know, I saw different patterns. One example, my 7-year-old cousin is not the most well-behaved child. But I've seen and I see the tendencies that her teachers and those that, you know, spend a lot of time with her try to put her in leadership roles. So she tries to kind of set her up to try to gravitate to those roles. So yet to find out if it has made a difference into how she sees herself. But I can see the people around her kind of mold her into that direction so she can see herself as a leader. Then, you know, I look back at with high school students that I worked on. If you look at the pattern of high school students from, you know, 9th through 12th grade, it's the same leaders. You just kind of built on that. And you see that the teachers kind of identify who those strong leaders are. And those are the people that become your, you know, yearbook editor, your class president, your ASB president, you know, and who move on and do great things. But that is instilled in them. So are we putting preference on these kids who maybe naturally have these skill sets? I don't know. I think it'd be great to see what this, you know, what your thoughts are and how you think it impacts the development of leadership emergence. Does it start at an early age? Or can we at an older age? Well, thank you for listening to me. I hope my first Block Talk was great, and I'm looking forward to see some comments, maybe some phone calls later on today, and see how what your thoughts are around this topic. And as I wrap this up, I want to thank my sponsors, Divine Nine Dating. Like I said earlier, you probably know what kind of people you're looking for. But finding the right person sometimes feels like finding a needle in a haystack. Try online dating with members of the Greek organization. If you're a member of the Divine Nine already and you're looking to spice things up a little bit, try divine9dating.com. Go to divine9dating.com and check out if maybe the right person for you is on there. That is divine9dating.com. Stop looking for love when you can have some fun. This segment is sponsored by AME, Assessment Made Easy Every Day. If you are an organization who needs an efficient way to evaluate your programs and student learning outcomes, AMEE is the solution for you. Plan your assessment and collect all data in one environment. Email mssra@yahoo.com. Once again, email mssra@yahoo.com. Once again, guys, thank you and hope to hear your thoughts.